League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Murraycup News on Friday, July 4th, 2005. Of course, American Independence Day. American markets are shut. How's the week been for you? It's been so-so for me, but, you know, but having said that, what I quite like is when you know, one of the companies you hold comes out with a late RNS on a, normally late RNS is on a Friday, normally after hours they are, they're bad. But this was a late RNS within market hours, and it pushed one of my stocks up quite nicely, which is always nice to see, always nice to finish on a flourish, isn't it? Always nice to get a happy ending to the week, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But in fact, to say that, my Macrocap League Fund, if you're not a member of the Shapeakers Investment Club or you don't listen to the podcast very often, well done. No. So what that is I created this Microcap League, of course, which is commercial companies, profitable companies that are run about 100 million market cap or below enterprise value. I say on market cap, enterprise value, look at really because it's more accurate. But they have to be commercial and they have to be profitable. Why is that? Because I discovered a while back, after the sort of 2021, when the market hit the top and interest rates started going up, all these story stocks started crashing massively. And of course, they were literally quite easy to make money in those stocks during, you know, the low interest rate environment. You know, we had the lowest interest rates for the longest period ever. That fueled these story stocks, of course, because they thrive when funding is not an issue. Now, in normal times, funding should always be a bit of an issue. You know, interest rates should never be 0.05% or 0.025%, I think it was one. But, you know, they should always be 2-3%. So funding can always be a little bit of an issue for rubbish companies. But during that time, it wasn't. So outlandish stories flourished about these companies going to be, you know, 5,000 baggers. Well, do you know what? I've studied some of the best performing stocks on the stock market. And do you know what? These pre-revenue loss-maker stocks are not the winners long-term. Yes, they can pop, but they also drop very aggressively. Now, if you want to have long-term sustainable, that's the key. Sustainable rises, you've got to look at commercial businesses that are growing revenue and profits. As simple as that. In fact, you know, the title of this podcast is Risky Investments Are Okay If You Are Rich. Otherwise, they can make you poor. What do I mean by that? So you'll often see very rich people, you know, billionaires, being offered with well-connected companies, come in early seed round, funding rounds, you know, for these risky companies. Now, people like, I don't know, Zuckerberg or, you know, Musk, Branson, a bit of that. In fact, he's Bill Gates, good example. Bezos, all these kind of people. They can afford a truck, say, you know, 5 million into a company, 10 million. Means nothing to them. And it doesn't matter to them if it's high risk, because they need to put the money somewhere. And if they lose it, doesn't matter. It's off their tax. Doesn't matter. So, you know, they're prepared to lose one in every 10 risky companies they invest into. And it doesn't make a bit of difference to them. But then that one company could go on to be, you know, like a Facebook or whatever, or Tesla or whatever, you know, early investors. And that would more than make up for the rest of the losers they have. But they are prepared to have many, many losers. It doesn't matter. Now, if you are a private investor and you're putting all your money into one of these companies, the chances are it's going to go pop. Especially, I mean, even if you look at sort of, you can't argue with stats, okay? Now, if you look at preclinical trials, you know, companies, the chances of making it through from preclinical, you know, before the first phase to commercial, it's pretty much about 8 or 9 to 1. Now, if you make all those kind of investments, 9 of them would fail and 1 would do well or get through to commercialization. In that time, of course, we lost dilution, extra funding rounds, all that stuff, and a lot of volatility. Now, if you are in oncology, which is, you know, cancer treatments, that goes up even further. It's like about 13-to-1 chance getting from preclinical to commercial. Now, like I said, if you're a billionaire, you can afford to put lots of money into lots of these investments. And if one makes it out of, say, 10, 13 companies, fine. It'll make up for it. Now, you may believe that the one you're invested in is the one, but stats say it probably isn't. So why even play those odds? If you are looking for massive returns, massive reward, the risk of achieving that reward is very, very high, to the point where it probably won't achieve that reward. So what you're better off doing, because it's a false economy if you invest in those kind of stocks, you'll end up losing all your money or most of your money. What you're better off doing is bringing down the reward, and you also bring down the risk of achieving that reward. So rather than go for a company, oh, if this takes off, it could be, you know, 10,000%. Don't go for that. Go for a more guaranteed, like 50, 100%, because that's the way you, if you compound like 40, 50% over many years, you'll be rich. And there's less risk associated with those companies. Anyway, I'm just saying, you know, it's very easy. I've done it many times to get hooked on the story, ignore the stats or the fundamentals of the business, and think this is going to be huge. Because we all get married to a stock. We're all very biased about a stock when you put your money in. You know, I look back at some of the investments I've made and think, what was I thinking? I got so caught up in the story. I completely believed it. It's a form of brainwashing, you know. I do mention this in the book. By the way, I'm on 147 reviews on Amazon. If you buy the book, you know, please get a nice rating and review. And I can give you 25% off the Share Pickers Investment Club, which is worth 50 quid. And the book is only worth $15.39. The book is worth more than that. You can buy it for $15.39, if you know what I'm saying. What was I saying? I got sidetracked on the sales pitch there. But, it's a false economy going into those big high-risk-reward plays. They very rarely play off. They may not be exciting, as exciting, the companies you invest into that get a better reward with less risk, it'll make your account, you know, improve a lot better. Anyway, so that's why I focus on, microcap companies. And I've gone back to the microcap league, sorry. I've been walking the dog in the heat. My brain's all over the place. It's melting. So the microcap league is, like I said, these companies that are commercial. They run about 100 million enterprise value. And I decided to see, right, how are these doing? So I started to invest just £1,000 each into each of the top 20 companies, companies that appear in the top 20, and I do a bit of research on them and then invest. And so far, it's doing well. I started this in September last year. It is beating all UK indices, all American indices, and it is, out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 micro small cap fund managers in the UK, the closest one is 12% below. So I'm beating those by 15, 16%. I'm beating the indices by equally the amount. So I'm beating the indices and all that. And this is because I focus on these metrics I believe, you know, are what moves the share price. And there's 15 different metrics every company on the Microcap League is scored on, and they're ranked then on those metrics. And there's certain metrics that have a heavier weighting, score more points than other metrics. So anyway, if you want a bit more information on that, just go to sharepickers.com and click on the About tab at the top right. Okay. Okay, so let's have a quick look at the markets. AIM today was trying to make its way up there and had a pullback. So it's quite annoying because, in fact, it broke recent resistance at 768, and then yesterday got a 776, and the day came back a little bit, but still above the bear market territory, which is 750, which is bull market territory, sorry. But it seems to be consolidating. Not surprised. It's rallied very strongly since, what, the lows of April. It went up 6-2-3, so it's 7-7-3. So what is that? That's about a 24.5% rally, which is very good for indices, isn't it? Let's be honest. Anyway, let's do the FTSE 100. Flat today, pretty much. 8-8-2-2, FTSE 250, down 0.7%. There seems some bullishness in AIM, because it's faring a lot better than the other indices. When the 250 sells off, AIM doesn't as much recently, which suggests to me maybe there's money going into AIM a little bit. What else is there? Small cap. That was down, 0.4%. What was AIM down? Oh, pretty much the same. 0.35%, yeah. AIM is the same. And what about the fledgling? The fledgling is also down 0.3%. Let's have a look at commodities. Brent crude is flat, $68 a barrel. We've got gold flat, $3,342. I see that consolidating for a while before it takes off again. I don't know what the catalyst will be, but I think it will. Based on what? Just debt, worries about the economy, inflation maybe. Copper. Where's copper here? It's down 1.6%. And where are we in copper per ton? I can't get it by default on ton. I have to keep flicking around to get the ton, the tonnage. $11,150 per ton. Gold at $3,342 an ounce. And let's look at the bonds here a little bit. Ticked up a little bit today. The 2-year yield, 3.86. The 10-year, it's up 0.4%. The 10-year up 0.15% to 4.55%. And the 30-year, pretty much flat at 5.34. A pound will buy you €1.15. So the pound is weakening, is it, against the euro? Well, the euro is strengthening its pound. And it'll buy you $1.36. And the dollar's still down. So the big bill went through, the big beautiful bill. And the dollar hasn't really strengthened. Well, it did a little bit yesterday, I think, did it? Yeah, up 0.3%. But it's still weak. It's at multi-year lows. Last at this level in March 2022, the dollar. Okay. Just going back to the point, actually. It's funny because, the bank, the transfer bank, it's not a bank, it's transfer money, Wise. They're like, Bill Gates was an early investor, Richard Branson was. You think, wow, how did they get into that so early? And you hear about successes when these guys do well, but you never hear about the failures because it doesn't matter to them. Of course, there's a little bit of money for them. It's a little bit of fun money. All right, so there's not much news on the microcap front. There's two bits of news I want to look at. And this is in alphabetical order. This is from the microcap database on my website. This is where I track the news of any company which has an enterprise value of around about 100 million. They're a commercial, they're generating revenue. Don't have to be profitable. This is where it's like a filter for the microcap league. If they are profitable and they're that size, then I score them up. They get scored up and they get on the microcap league. They may not display because only the top 30 companies are displayed, so they may not score high enough. But huddled. Now, they're not in the microcap league because they're not yet profitable. But it's a very, I think, interesting play here, interesting business. Martin Higginson, who I used to interview many a time, Immersion, was it? Emotion. Emotion was the last company, then Go Explore. But he's done quite a few businesses, and he's had quite a few success. But this is quite interesting. So they are a dynamic e-commerce retail group specializing in surplus goods and operating a portfolio of socially and environmentally responsible businesses that serve customers across the UK. Now, it's worth checking out their businesses online because the one is Discount Dragon. When I first read that, I thought it was like Chinese foods. But it's not. It's just, I don't know why they call it Discount Dragon, is all. But it's like, so what they do is they approach, big companies, both brands who have surplus stock or it's mispackaged or the end of life is quite near, and they buy it off them. Sometimes the supplier gives it to them and they don't have to pay for it and they return money when they sell it. But if I go on there now, you get all kinds of things. But usually, companies would give this stuff away or they'd burn it or send it to Africa or whatever they do. But it's no good for the environment that now. They can't just burn it. They can't put it in landfill, because these brands are worried about where these products will end up, of course. And so, for example, Discount Dragon, they've got no minimum spend, free on us. With every order, grab this free Twirls, Cadbury Twirls, and they're giving away a box of 12 for free with every order. I think, is it over 30 quid? Delivery's free over 30 quid, but they've got like bestsellers, you know, they've got Heinz tomato ketchup, and you've got like 25, in fact, you've got Pringles sour cream and onion triple pack, 1 pence. The small little packs, 1 pence, 99% off. Rocky Road or Fox's Rocky Chocolate Biscuits, 1 pence, 99 pence. So they do those to try, you know, pull people in. But then they've also got Blue Raspberry Pips, the 25% off, stuff like that, you know. Heinz tomato ketchup, original sauce, 149, down 25%. So they get these big discount items, and cream eggs there. They're down 38%. So, like I said, they may be end of life, maybe. They may be surplus to a company's, you know, holding a stock. If they're not holding too much stock, they can just get rid of it quickly via this company. So that's one of the companies, Discount Dragon, that's doing the most revenue. The other one is a wellness brand, I think called Nutri. Is it called NutriCircle, I think? So all these kind of, yeah, NutriCircle. So they do brands you love, protein bars, all that stuff, again, at a discount. And the other one is it Boop? Boop. Yeah, B-O double, not boob. It's like that with the P at the end. And they do, like, you know, health, well-being, you know, perfumes, all that kind of stuff, and creams, all that things. CSL, and again, at a discount. And they came out today saying they're going to use, and I think they've been saying they're, in one of their RNSs, they've had an issue with, you know, it's getting the right stock, because you get certain things that sell out and they have to get, you know, more stock, and they've had warehousing sort of issues, but they've been dealing with that. In fact, Martin Higginson, who I've interviewed several times before, is the exec chairman, holds 14.69%. It's got a market cap of 12.1 million, enterprise value 10.5. Now, today, they've just raised some money. They did say they wouldn't need to raise money, but this was at no discount, which is nice to see for a microcap company. So they've done a THG Ingenuity agreement. So this is a THG fulfillment centre. It's a cutting-edge e-commerce solution providing design to help brands scale at speed. And if you look at the, if you go on to THG Ingenuity, I know the company itself hasn't been doing very well on the stock market. It launched one of the biggest IPOs recently, or the last few years. It's had a bit of a crash, but they've, you know, invested a lot of money in these fulfillment centres, and they are like robotic. If you look at them, they're quite cutting edge. Anyway, this they're going to use them for their fulfillment, and they've said this was the problem holding them back a little bit. Their, you know, sort of log jam at the warehouses, or a problem with the warehouses, but this won't now. This will help them. So they've also raised 1.5 million at 3.2 pence. Now, the reason why it's worth looking at is because top line growth here, of course, you need profitability. And I did suggest, actually, in my last coverage of this company on the 6th of the 5th, they said they wouldn't need to raise money. I said they probably would need to raise money, and they have raised money. So, but that's a good thing, isn't it? You know, I mean, to fund growth, because they do have growth. But anyway, I say here in my previous coverage, I did suggest the company will probably need to raise further funds. They are looking to raise 1.5 million at no discount at the market price. I reiterate, growth here is impressive. If they do mention in a future trading update that they are on course to hit their forecasted growth numbers, which is 70% top line for 2025 to 24 million, this company seems undervalued. They're less than one-time sales. They expect to make about a 1.5 million loss for the year, but this could now be covered by the fundraise, and they're expecting to be profitable in 2026. Now, I've known a lot of companies who expect to be profitable, and many of them don't hit it. But, in fact, so they did 14.2 million top line for 2024. This is up from 2.4. Now, I think they only acquired one or two, maybe one brand in 23. So it'll be interesting to see your like for like. So I know Discount Dragon's going quite quickly. But, yeah, 1.5 million loss for 25, and they reckon they're going to be profitable 26. That's what the forecast said, 1 million. And that would be a PE of 12 then. So I think it's worth watching. It's always nice to see a founder-owner company, you know, growing quite well, because I have more trust in businesses that have founder-owners. So HUD is ticker. huddled. Check out the websites, like I said. The discount dragon is Boop, which is boopbeauty.co.uk. And there's all NutriCircle, N-U-T-R-I, Circle, worth checking out. And I think they've paid for TV ads as well. And what I quite like is that Martin Higginson is doing regular updates on YouTube. Just, you know, there's no production value in it, just doing this diary piece, I think once every fortnight. Just talking about, you know, how the business works, any issues they're having. So it's always nice to have that, I think, just that kind of update. And next, what else is there? I'll go back to the database here. And, oh yeah, this is the company I own. And they came out with a nice little bit of an RNS at, I don't know what time this came out, but it's like, let me go back and have a look. 4:05. Nice. 4:05 on a Friday. But they've... Where is my list? Oh, sorry. I'll go back to my thing. So One Health Group, this is. OHGR is an independent provider of free NHS care for patients referred through patient choice for treatment in orthopaedics, spine, general surgery and gynaecology. And so they basically, you know, hire out surgical space and surgeons or consultants, and of course they're a lot more efficient than NHS, so they get the same price as the NHS, but they get a margin on it because they're a lot more efficient. Now they've got, I think they've got 80 consultants and surgeons, and they use other people's, you know, surgeries, surgical hubs, but they are going to build their own. Now they've just got planning accepted for the first one, which will be finished, they're saying, summer of next year, and this will add about, they've written about 6 to 9 million top line, and the margin goes up by about 12% on these, because of course they won't have to rent out space themselves, they own their own property. Now, looking at the presentation recently, we're looking at, they reckon they're going to, on the map they had, they've already got a location for number two, and so far it was looking like on the presentation there's six they're planning. I don't know if they're going to do one a year, but they're saying 6 to 9 million, you know, a year in things. So this would triple their, you know, if they open six, that would triple their top line, and also, of course, improve margin, which I quite like. I also like the fact that, again, another founder owner, chairman and founder Derek Bickerstaff, holds 32.5% of this company. It's a 32 million market cap. In fact, it's a little bit more than that right now because it's shot up and the prices need to be updated on my end. So it's 242. It shot up by, well, it did go up by 16%, but it shot up by 14% end of play. So, yeah, 242. What is 242? Oh, okay, it's updated. No, so they are a 32 million market cap. For the year, ended the 31st of the 3rd, 2025. Top line was 28 million, up 23%. Profit before tax was up 43% to 1.5 million. They have cash of 9 million, which is decent. So the enterprise value, of course, is 23 million rather than 32. But of course, that's going to be used, they are profitable, so they don't need it for operations, but that money is going to be used to build a surgical hub going forward. And comments on this are OHRG's One Health, I got that wrong around, OHGR, One Health Group, 2025 results for an improvement. Yeah, revenue up by 23%, profit tax up 43%, net cash 9.1%, dividends as well, 2.36%. They state post-period end, trading for the first quarter has remained strong, they say. Forecasts are revenue up by 2%, net profit up by 54%, at 175 a share, put them on a P 13. However, it does not account for their cash, so their EV earnings ratio is just 8. And the thing I like about this is that essentially they are overflow for the NHS. And the NHS are always going to have a waiting list. It doesn't matter what Keir Starmer says, the waiting list will never come down in his years in Parliament. It's sitting about 6 million people on the waiting list. So there's plenty of customers. So they think, the brokers give a price target at 264, but they say it's £3 surgical hub. But of course, they keep opening those, that's a 12-month target, by the way. So that will keep increasing as they go forward and get more efficient, open more surgeries. So plenty of cash, founder, owner, operator. It shot up today, but yeah. So anyway, that's it for the podcast. Hope you have a nice weekend. I don't know what the weather's like with you, but with me, today is quite nice, but tomorrow I think we're going to rain, which is like, it's not unwelcome. The grass is looking a bit orange. 50% chance I've got a rain tomorrow. What time is that coming in? 12 and 2, and then you don't know what the weather is. Anyway, sorry, just like I said, my brain's melting from the weather. Have a nice weekend. Don't forget, if you listen to the podcast, you're not a member, then by all means, if you could, I want to get up to 150 at least on the book. So if you go to Amazon, book costs £15.39, and you can get 25% off the Shape Because Investment Club with that. So the book is worth, in fact, get 35 quid back pretty much, the joining fee. And like I said, the fee then is roughly equivalent, less than 3 quid a week, which is half a pint of beer pretty much. If you want to find some great investment ideas, because there's plenty on there, and they're all, like I said, they're not high risk reward stocks, you know, they're decent companies, proper businesses that will have, hopefully, you know, long-term sustainable rises and improvement. They're not just pop and drop stocks. They are the kind of investments hopefully you can hold for many, many, many years. And I expect a few of them to be multi baggers. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for listening. Have a nice weekend, and speak to you next weekie. Muchos. Appreciate that.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.